Hey, happy Thursday. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. It's your passport to 10 minutes of global headlines. Today we're spending time in North, Central, and South America, but we start in the Middle East. The nation of Iran has a controversial nuclear program. Iran says the program is designed for peaceful uses. But other countries, including the U.S., believe Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. One thing we know for sure is that this program is moving forward. This is Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in the middle of your screen. He was part of a presentation yesterday where fuel rods were loaded into the core of a nuclear reactor. These are the first nuclear fuel rods made inside Iran, so this is a big advancement for the country's nuclear program. The United Nations and European Union have put sanctions, penalties on Iran, in part because of its nuclear program. Those sanctions have been affecting Iran's economy and its citizens. President Ahmadinejad responded to the latest sanctions yesterday. He said Iran will cut oil exports to six European countries. Moving to the Central American nation of Honduras, where officials are investigating a deadly fire at one of the country's prisons. It happened overnight on Tuesday, and as of Wednesday afternoon, at least 272 inmates had died. The fate of more than 100 others was unknown. This was a minimum security prison that can hold around 850 prisoners. More than half of the facility was affected by the fire. One survivor said he and other prisoners were asleep when they heard screams. He said everyone ran for their lives. Authorities don't know how the fire started. They're looking into whether a short circuit might have sparked it or whether a prisoner might have set a mattress on fire.